The Taoiseach has rejected calls to deselect the Fine Gael candidate in the Wexford by-election. Fiona Murphy has stoked controversy with remarks about immigrants, homeless people and drink driving. Following her claims that ISIS was a big part of the migrant population in Ireland, she visited a reception centre for Syrian refugees and apologised. Last night, she pulled out of RTE Radio's Late Debate programme, which was focusing on the Wexford constituency. For more, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, looking at some of the quotes in this morning's papers from Fine Gael's opponents, words like shocking and incendiary are used. The Refugee Council described her as an inappropriate candidate for public office. Will Fine Gael continue to stand by her?
I think they will continue to look at it, but there was a sense I was getting within the party last night that maybe, just maybe, the worst of this storm has passed, but no one can be certain about that given the many comments that have been made to media outlets. There's a possibility too that perhaps other things have been said in the course of the campaign that might emerge, not reported to the media, but said generally over the course of campaigning. That was one of the concerns. The Taoiseach was adamant in the Dáil, though, that he'd spoken to Fiona Murphy and told her that her comments wasn't on, and saying to Breed Smith, who raised this in quite forceful terms, saying that the race card was being played here and that if this was allowed to continue, then it rested on the shoulders of the Taoiseach, saying in strong terms that it wouldn't be tolerated in Fine Gael and that he would have more experience of racism than Breed Smith would. That was this strong riposte that came back from the Taoiseach. In the wider party, though, much concern. They really do view this entire Wexford by-election now as a disaster zone, but something that they perhaps can't find their way out of. They will just have to endure it until the end. I know the Taoiseach had said earlier in the day at the broadband announcement that he would canvass with Fiona Murphy before polling day, but many people I spoke to in the Fine Gael parliamentary party last night and yesterday evening were appalled at the notion that they might have to travel to Wexford, and they certainly won't be doing that, even though they have canvassed in other by-election campaigns, the other three that are ongoing as well. Also, much frustration in the party at the fact that this was, for government, meant to be a good day, an announcement around the broadband contract signing, and yet it was Fiona Murphy's comments and that controversy that was in focus for much of the day.
She was due to appear on last night's Late Debate programme here on Radio 1. They were having a debate about the Wexford constituency. She withdrew, or was withdrawn, at pretty much the last minute.
Yeah, I think, as I understand it, Fiona Murphy made contact sometime after 6 o'clock with the programme, saying that in light of her apology and the visit to the Refugee Direct Provision Centre, that she wouldn't be doing any more media and that she would instead be focusing on issues of concern and listening to people in Wexford and focused on the constituency. Now, I spoke to a senior person within the party at around 4:30 yesterday evening, who at that point thought that the Late Debate would go ahead for Fiona Murphy, that was the plan. But something happened in the intervening period that made the party think twice about that. And I think that may be related to the intensity around the Fine Gael party in Leinster House and beyond, and the worry and concern at the idea that a 1 hour live radio debate would take place and Fiona Murphy would be speaking at length on that. There is a degree of concern and a degree of looking back with hindsight now about her entire selection that's being whispered about within party ranks, about the fact that Fiona Murphy was a very capable lobbyist, someone who had a high profile, someone who was a very good media performer. But questions being asked about, was sufficient emphasis being paid to that transition into politics, to the change of the rules when it comes to playing a political role? And that's something that is being reflected on now. But really, that doesn't count for very much. It's about how Fine Gael handle the next few days up until November 29th that is in focus. Will this get worse? Or has the storm passed, as some in the higher parts of the party are hoping?
And are there those who believe that she could win in Wexford? Because I think it's fair to say in advance that maybe she would have been seen as one of the party's better chances in this string of by-elections.
Yeah, she was definitely seen as a strong contender, that was one of the ones that the government party was hoping to win. They said the target is one. Midwest probably was at the top of that list, but then they were looking to Wexford as well, which they thought would be a close race. no, you won't find anyone within Fine Gael. I haven't found them anyway in the parliamentary party who think that that is a possibility now. It's really about survival for the government side at this point over the next few days. This is something that has gone badly wrong. It's something that will still remain under scrutiny. I think the party's executive could meet in the next few days or at the weekend, and it's going to be discussed there as well. There is no winning of this by-election, many believe. I suppose the voters will still ultimately decide that. And we know the deadline, of course, for candidates registering was last Friday. Mm-hmm. So everything would suggest that Fiona Murphy will remain in this race. But I think try to keep a lower profile. And I suppose it isn't just the comments around immigration. Other comments in relation to housing, poverty, drink driving as well have been controversial, to say the least. And those charges against the government party and the Dáil yesterday, saying that it had become a home for right-wing politics.
Micheál, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent. We did, by the way, ask Fine Gael for a spokesperson, but none was available. The other candidates in the Wexford by-election are Johnny Mithen of Sinn Féin, George Lawler of Labour, Karen Dubsky of the Green Party, Cinnamon Blackmore of People Before Profit, Jim Codd of Aonthu, Melissa O'Neill of the Irish Freedom Party, Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, and independent Charlie Keddie.